other comments or questions? We are technically at the top of the hour, so any final words or comments from any of the panelists? Maybe I'll start with you, Sri. Do you have anything to finish up with?
Yeah, just really quickly, you know, as we've been reiterating through this, it's important to join the conversation soon internally within your organizations, also with your CROs and LIMS vendors, and particularly with the FDA. There are opportunities to engage, and you don't need to wait for events such as these to actually get involved. There are other avenues. I've posted some links on the response area so people can pick those links up and join the conversation, attend conferences, and get familiar with what the impacts might be, because moving forward beyond SEND, there are other types of data which we haven't even touched that would need to be integrated and viewed across for safety signal detection and so forth. So it's a journey that we've embarked on. This is a great first step, and there's lots more to be done.
Thank you, Sri. And Catherine, did you have any closing comments or questions?
No additional comment. I think it's a very important topic that we'll need to continue to discuss. Agree that being proactive on that topic is extremely important. So thanks for organizing this discussion.
Yes, thank you. And Geeta, your closing comments?
Well, thank you for letting me join in on this discussion. It was very educational.
Okay. And last but not least, Susan, you have the honor of finishing up.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie. I think it is an ongoing discussion, as Sri said, and I would encourage everyone to go to those websites, seek out information, and also to, you know, let's use this forum. Feel free to continue to ask questions, as Ernie mentioned, and I would like to say, I know I found a lot of great support in my company going to the clinical people, as Catherine mentioned. I mean, the model of what's been happening in clinical, while exactly correct, our study data sets are much more complicated, I think. The model on how they're approaching SDTM is a good way to follow for SEND, and I think we can add to that as we did in using SDTM as a model for SEND. So thanks, everyone. I really appreciate being part of this conversation.